Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, I guess my first question to you is, can you make some sense out of what gas prices have been doing lately? It seemed like they shot up again recently, but then they're kind of back into this holding pattern where they're kind of stagnant, yet it sort of looks like we're heading toward that $3 a gallon mark. What kind of sense can you make out of these gas price trends that we're seeing right now?
Well, at least for now, we've seen prices trending lower after jumping about a week ago. Prices actually up a couple cents compared to about a week ago when we did see that jump to 289. But as you mentioned, the last few days, prices have drifted lower. But unfortunately, in other states that also follow the same pricing behaviors as Indianapolis and the state of Indiana, we did see prices jump yesterday. So we could see a jump close to $3 at any time across Indianapolis. I would expect a price just under that at 299 sometime soon.
Do you have any idea when you think that might be? Maybe by next week or sometime this week?
I think it would likely be at some point this week. It could even be as early as today, perhaps tomorrow. Michigan yesterday saw a jump up to about 299. Ohio saw a jump to 295. So it's really just a matter of time when this happens. Wholesale gas prices continue to advance, and that's likely behind the expected increase.
Well, a lot of states are starting to lift their coronavirus emergency orders. Indiana's is running until May 30th, and with people having those orders lifted, that means that they can travel more, which I'm sure is going to increase demand, and that's probably what you're seeing in these as part of these rise in prices.
That's the overall big story, is that COVID-19 improvements have spurred gasoline demand higher. Last week, we saw a jump in demand by about 3%. The second best weekly demand that we've seen since the pandemic started, just chasing the week of Easter, which also coincided with spring break. But as temperatures continue to warm, it would not surprise me to see gasoline demand continue to move up. That will likely weigh on gas prices, sending them higher.
Do you think there are any other factors that are contributing to gas prices being where they are, like for example, oil prices?
Oh, certainly oil prices. Oil prices, COVID-19 are all really tied up, and it's really that delicate balancing act. COVID-19 is what's really pushing oil. You look at improvements, oil prices today reaching a new multi-year high, closing in on nearly $67 a barrel. It's among the highest we've been in the last few years. A lot of that is because COVID-related improvements, but on the flip side, there are the possibilities that an uptick in COVID cases could limit or eventually lead to lower oil prices. So a lot of what we're seeing with oil's movements can be tied by either improvements to COVID-19 or the opposite.
Well, so what it sounds like, you guys had a projection for Memorial Day with gases being $3 a gallon. Looks like you might be a little early on that. You never know.
It's going to be very close. The national average stands at $2.91 a gallon. That's the highest level since October of 2019. It's really just a matter of time from what it looks like from my chair here. Just being 9 cents away from that $3 mark, and we're seeing demand continue to go up. I think it's just a near certainty that if not in the next few weeks, that we will see that at some point this summer.
Oh, yeah. We do have some weather events that have been happening lately, like with possible severe weather, tornadoes. Of course, we never know what kind of things we'll see from hurricane season. Are you seeing anything happen in other parts of states that are maybe possibly contributing to gas prices, or is that just something that's just normal this time of year?
Well, not that it's necessarily normal, but unless a tornado takes out a refinery, there's really not that much that would impact gas prices from any spring severe weather or thunderstorms. It would have to be pretty significant, likely in scale with what we saw the extreme cold effect in Texas several months ago, affecting such a wide area and shutting refineries down. So no impact from really much of the severe weather that we have seen and will be seeing.
All right, he's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.